This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Islamic Republic marked the 44th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution on Saturday with state-organized rallies as anti-government hackers briefly interrupted a televised speech by President Ibrahim Raisi. Raisi, whose hardline government faces one of the boldest challenges from young protesters calling for its ouster, appealed to the angry youth to repent so they can be pardoned by Iran's supreme leader. The head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group has said in a rare interview that it could take 2 years for Moscow to control the whole of two eastern Ukrainian regions whose capture it has stated as a key goal of the war. The group's head said his understanding of Russia's plan was that it needed to fully control the Donetsk and Luhansk regions that Moscow last year claimed as republics of Russia, in a move condemned by most countries of the United Nations as illegal. And rescuers rejoice as more survivors are pulled from the rubble of that earthquake which struck Turkey Monday, killing upwards of 24,000 people so far. The commander of the National Rescue Unit of Israel, Golan Vak, speaking now.
We pulled out a man named Hussein. He was 65 years old. And he told us that he heard voices. And we penetrated the additional room and we didn't find anyone. But we decided to return to this building again. Maybe he was right. So it was not so close, but we found two women here.
For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Nicaraguan court sentenced Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez to more than 26 years in prison on Friday, a day after the cleric and critic of President Daniel Ortega declined to be expelled to the United States as part of a prisoner release. Alvarez was convicted of treason, undermining national integrity, and spreading false news, among other charges. The administration of Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland said it had agreed to an unconditional ceasefire following 5 days of clashes in the east of the territory that health workers say have killed dozens of people. Heavy fighting broke out between Somaliland forces and militiamen in and around the town of Las Anad, the administrative center of the Sul region, on Monday. That's after local leaders said they wanted to rejoin federal Somalia. France is bracing itself for a fourth round of nationwide protests against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to reform pensions Saturday, but strikes will not hit transport services this time, allowing trains and the Paris metro to run. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Protesters are expected in the hundreds of thousands. Earlier this week, French lawmakers began a rowdy debate on the pension bill to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. It's the flagship legislation of Macron's second term. The last day of protests, 4 days ago, saw over 750,000 people marching in cities across France, according to the Interior Ministry. However, that represented significantly fewer than on the previous two protest days in January, in which over a million people took to the streets. Tuesday's strike disruptions were also milder than those of January 31st. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A source has told AP that former U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team has turned over more items marked classified to federal investigators. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A person familiar with the situation who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation tells the AP Trump's lawyers have in recent months turned over additional documents with classified markings as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide. The legal team also provided an empty folder with classified markings, unclear what material was supposed to have been in that folder. A Justice Department special counsel has been investigating Trump's retention of hundreds of documents marked classified at his Florida estate and whether he or anyone else sought to obstruct the probe. A federal grand jury has been hearing evidence. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.